some interesting concerts are coming to Michigan in 2015. And current state Scott Pohl is here with a look at some of the top shows on the calendar. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. Every month we spend some time talking with Lansing State Journal Things to Do reporter and music columnist Ann Erickson about the top shows coming to the area. She says 10 Pound Fiddle is starting 2015 with an award-winning group from Canada next week.
The 10 Pound Fiddle Concert and Dance Series celebrates its 40th year this year, and they always take some time off for the holidays, so they're coming back with their first show of 2015 with the Ducks. And the Ducks are this great Grammy Juno Award-winning Canadian group. They have kind of a modern neo-folk style, and it's going to be a great show. They're at the Hanna Community Center on January 16th.
I think it's kind of cool that they're in a bigger room like the Hanna Community Center. A lot of the 10-pound fiddle shows are in smaller venues, and the Ducks are big enough that they need this bigger hall, so that's a good sign for the first 10-pound fiddle concert of 2015. Well, let's hear some Ducks music right now, then.
I'm closer to that place.
I want to talk about the Winter Jam Spectacular. Now, this is coming up at the Palace of Auburn Hills on the 21st of February. What's the Winter Jam Spectacular all about?
Well, the Winter Jam Spectacular has been around since 1995. It's a touring festival. It started as a one-off concert and just has grown over the years. It's a Christian rock festival. They have some more family-friendly music. They have really heavy music. The headliner this year is Skillet. And they're really well known in both the mainstream rock realm and in the Christian rock realm. So they're the big headliner. Their latest album is called Rise. It's a great album. Others on the bill, Jeremy Camp, Family Force 5, and there's just a huge list of people. That show February 21st at the Palace of Auburn Hills, and tickets are $10 at the door. They always do it this way where you go and buy your tickets on the way in.
Let's hear some Skillet music. Back in December, I went to Grand Rapids to see Bob Seger, who I hadn't seen in many years, and the Jay Giles Band was the opening act. That was outstanding, lots of fun. And Bob Seger's coming back around. He's got a show at the Palace in March on the 26th.
Yep, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And it's really neat that they have this Detroit date because, you know, he kicked off the tour in Saginaw, then played Grand Rapids, which you said was amazing. And people were waiting for the Detroit date. Everyone knew it was coming. So finally, March 26th, mark it down.
He's still playing with a lot of the same musicians from the Silver Bullet Band, including the saxophone player Alto Reed. These guys have played together in some cases 30 and 40 years. It's amazing. He's high energy for a guy his age. Bob Seger puts on, he still puts on a good show.
Turn the page.
Yeah. March 24th, at the Loft on East Michigan Avenue in Lansing, New Found Glory is going to be in town. This is a name that has been around for a number of years. New Found Glory, tell us about them.
Yeah, they're a great pop punk band. They really broke out in the early 2000s. Probably everyone's heard their song My Friends Over You. That was really the big song that launched them. And it's awesome to have them coming here to Lansing. It's going to be a great show. They're always known for their really high energy, crazy shows. And they just released a new album called Resurrection. So chances are they will play stuff of that as well as all the hits.
Well, let's hear something from Resurrection by New Found Glory.
I defied the odds, dead and cold as ice. Chris Jason found my jail. A maze of palm trees led to nowhere. Built my own boat so I could sail. They said you won't make it. You're just wasting all your time. But I've got no patience.
The last show we're going to talk about, we're really looking into the future here, but it's a big show for Michigan. Looking ahead to May, Lana Del Rey will be at the DTE Energy Music Center. So this is an outdoor show in the spring. We can all think nice thoughts about good weather when we think about this, all right? Lana Del Rey's 2014 album, Ultraviolence, was a big hit. Tell me about this tour she's on.
The tour is actually called her Endless Summer Tour, which is not happening in the summer in Michigan.
Another nice weather reference, though.
Still, I mean, I'm game to start thinking about summer right now. And this is one of the biggest tours of the spring summer nationally. So there's a lot of excitement about this show. Actually, Courtney Love is opening some dates, but not DTE as of right now. So, you know, it's made headlines multiple times already. And it's good to get your tickets early for this one.
Well, here's a little something from Lana Del Rey's album, Ultraviolence. There's one last thing we wanted to mention, and that is a recent item on CNN, which recognized a band with lots of local ties, Lord Huron, which is led by Ben Schneider, the son of a longtime Lansing State Journal columnist, John Schneider. The rest of the band is Mark Berry, Tom Renaud, Miguel Briseño, Carl Kerfoot. They're all in Lord Huron. What did CNN have to say about Lord Huron recently?
Well, it was really neat because the other night I happened to have CNN on and suddenly I heard the name Lord Huron. So, of course, you know, I'm going, what are they talking about? Well, it turns out it was a CNN special they're doing on all the best, all the worst of 2014. And they really like Lord Huron's song Ends of the Earth, which is one of their more popular songs from last year. And they basically said that they were tempted to make the song their number one song of 2014. They ended up giving Pharrell Happy the number one song, which was everywhere last year.
Of course.
But it was so neat to see our guys who are out of Michigan. Of course, they live in L.A. now, so they're based in L.A., but it was just really neat to see that on CNN.
We're all anxious for new Lord Huron music, too.
Yeah, I hear in April.
Well, let's play a little Ends of the Earth. Here's Lord Huron.
Oh, there's a river that winds on forever. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first you ride. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we both sit back. To the ends of the earth, would you follow?
Ann Erickson is the Things to Do reporter and music columnist at the Lansing State Journal. You can follow her on Twitter, @AnnErickson, Ann with an E, and Erickson is E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. S-O-N. Ann Erickson, thanks. Always good to see you.
Thank you. I always have a blast talking with you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.